What is up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
New week.
New week, new month.
New month.
Last month of the year.
What?
How did we even get here?
I don't know. I feel like just yesterday I was talking about how excited I was for fall.
Can you believe fall is over? How are you feeling?
I don't want to talk about it. Is it? It hasn't officially been pronounced winter yet, has it?
Not yet.
Did I just say pronounced?
You did.
I meant to say announced.
You did. No, another, what, like 18 days?
So I can still enjoy my pumpkin.
I will say this fall went by very quickly.
Thank you.
And maybe it's because I enjoyed it more, but like I feel this like last quarter of the year flew by. But you know what I'm going to do? I want to listen to last December's podcast and just understand like our state of mind. Like, where were we last December?
You do that and you let me know how that works, because I don't believe you're going to do that.
No, I want to do it. I like love doing that like in my journal entries. Like I like going back, and then I thought, oh, let me go back in our podcast and like listen to like what were we doing. Do you remember what we were doing last December?
No, I don't remember what I ate yesterday. So to answer your question, again, let me know. But I doubt you're going to do that. Oh, also, Ho, you know, I've been meaning to ask you off the podcast, but now the whole world's going to know about it.
What? I'm scared.
Did you purchase Britney Spears' book yet?
Okay. So can I just say, I can't believe I'm going to admit this on air. So I purchased it.
Okay.
And then I got it. And then that was literally the week, because I was one of the first to purchase. And that was literally the week that all of the shit came out. Like everything, basically her entire book was all over Instagram, all over social media. So I'm just like, what's the point in fucking reading this book? Like there's nothing left for me to read. So I returned it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep. So I was actually like walking, because this is like New York City for you. I have to like walk to the UPS store, which is about, I don't know, a 45-minute walk from where I live. So I told my sister to tag along with me, and she goes, Laura, what are you even returning? And I'm like, I'm returning the Britney Spears book. She goes, what? I'm like, yeah, because everything's all over the internet. Like there's no suspense. Like there's nothing left for me to read. So I don't want to read it anymore. So I returned it.
So you're like not a Britney Spears stan?
No, I think I'm done.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
I don't believe this. You guys heard it here.
I mean, listen, I'll always love Britney. Like, that's my bitch. She was my bitch from day number one. I was probably, like, one of her first fans ever. But, like, I think I'm just ready for my own next phase of life. Sans Britney.
I mean, I don't know. She's been MIA.
I know. Well, there was something coming out on social media that, like, supposedly, allegedly, like she says that she's not well, but not in those exact words. So it's kind of like she's telling her fans, hey, like I'm not in like the best headspace, but I don't know. We don't know. This Britney is not the Britney I loved back in the day. And we're just not on the same path anymore. I still love her. I still wish her the best. I still like want her to like heal. But, like, you know, just give me my 1995 back, because I'm not reading your book.
I think she's dating.
She is. We reported it here. She's dating somebody new.
No, like, dating. Like, she's getting her pussy wet. You know, she's, like, dating from men to men to men to men. She's just, like, getting it in, drinking excessively, probably taking a lot of
substances. Good. Like, you know, when you're younger and like you're hoarded up, okay, one thing, but like I feel like as you get older, I mean, I don't know, obviously not for everyone, but like there's this like thing where it's like I feel like you need to be more aware, because it's not just like a dick entering your vagina, like that's energy penetrating in you, right? So like that's how I look at it. Like if you're just jumping from like male to male to male, like what kind of energy are you also taking in? You know what I'm saying? She's not
well, Laura. Like, she doesn't know what that means at the moment. She's, I know, like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, if this was someone of, like, a mindset where it was clean and precise and has clarity and can make, I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, well-rounded decisions, then yeah, but she's not okay. Like, she, and not to mention, she was like tied down for a hot minute with conservators. She was able to get it in. Like,
true.
I think she should be living her best life. I mean, obviously not in this way, and again, allegedly, supposedly, I'm making that up. I don't know how true that is. I'm just saying, like, I she's just not okay. But like, I'm here for it. I think she should like go out and be and have an experience or her. Her hoe era. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, she should definitely experience her hoe era. What I'm saying is, and do you agree with era. What I'm saying? What did I say?
Area.
Era.
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 There you go.
I guess, like, what I'm trying to say is, do you agree with the fact that not only are you penetrating his member, but you're also, like, penetrating his energy?
No.
Really? You, out of everyone that I know, are saying no?
I mean, I don't know. Like, energy, I was laughing before because only you would say it, but like, I don't look at it like that. Like, I don't.
When
look
you
at
enter
it,
a room with people, right? And like, you right. feel their energy. I imagine, see.
I get. Yes, I get.
And
what you're
I
saying.
Just imagine, like, okay, I meet this guy, and now I'm about to like go have sex with him. Like, I need to know his energy is clean because that shit's about to enter me. So we're about to fuse and become one in this like sexual act. So like, where's your mindset? Like, did you pay your bills on time, bro? Like, what's happening in your space? And because that's about to enter my space, and my space is very sacred.
So I highly doubt that when you're in the passion and the heat of the moment, you're concerned whether or not his bills are being paid.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Let's not lie to our chatters that that's where your mind's going. If your mind's going there, then my mind's going, if this motherfucker has a tongue scraper in his bathroom, like, get the fuck out of here. You know, we're both in it for the heat of the moment. Just get it in. Let's get off and let's keep it moving. Like, stop.
I don't know. I think, okay, that's fine. But then if you think about wanting to have sex with him a second time, are you going to think about his tongue scraper? Like, is he scraping his tongue? Like, how good is his like dental hygiene?
Right. Oh, 100%. I wouldn't. First of all, no, man, I'm not swapping saliva with anyone's got fucked up teeth, let alone nasty ass breath. That's not happening. So yes, I get what you're saying, but I don't think Brittany can make those decisions. Like, I don't think she gives a fuck about like tongue scraping and hygiene and like bad breath. Like, I don't
girl
think...
just wants to get it in,
right? Like, I mean, then she, when she got the shit, she had to like get booed up with Sam, and we all saw how that went. So, and then she was dating the gardener for like literally 2.5 seconds. So now whoever she's with, like, I don't know, but God bless.
Listen, I'm here for it. I think, as you said, like, she should, you know, do her thing, because she was literally like unable to do anything that she wanted to do for such a long portion of her life.
Right.
I just wish her well. And just, you know, Brittany, if you're listening to this, just, you know, think about the energy too.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree, but I just, I'm really disappointed that you returned the book. Like, no wonder you didn't tell me about it. I'm never gonna let you forget that.
My sister, I can't believe I was hiding it from her. And like, she never asked me what I'm returning. And that day I'm like, oh, fuck. I have to
Why do you have to go? Why'd you go there?
Because, so I don't know if every Amazon dealer is doing this, but now Amazon has different options on how you can return, right?
Yeah.
So one, you can just drop it off at a UPS point where they give you the barcode, and that's free, which is what I chose to do. But if I wanted to put a return label on it, I had to pay $6.99. So that means like I would be just basically getting back like $8. So I'm just I'm not paying $6.99 to just be able to drop it off. So I'd rather walk 45 minutes, get in an exercise, and like get my full $20 back.
From where?
From the UPS store, from Amazon.
Right, but why? Wait, I'm confused. You're returning it to some place that won't give you a label, that so therefore they're charging you $6.99.
No, so I'm returning it to a UPS access point where I just show them a barcode, right? And I just give them the book. If
and
I
that's
chose,
a half hour from where you will live,
right? If I were to choose option B, which is print out a label, charge me $6.99, I could just walk up the street and put it in the UPS box.
Ah, okay. So yeah, no, our and my where for me, my Amazon return is at Kohl's.
Yeah, exactly. So mine is at the UPS access point, except like in Brooklyn, I can't really drive anywhere. So I just walk 45 minutes to drop it off.
But I just give them like the barcode that's on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, okay. I don't know why you have to like print and like all that shit. That's annoying.
Oh, no, that's option B. If I want to.
Yeah, but that's just like annoying. Who would want to do that?
Exactly. Well, for convenience, like if you don't want to walk 45 minutes to a UPS access point.
Right, whereas I get in my car and do it myself.
Right, like so basically by the time you get to Kohl's, I'm still walking to the right. UPS. By the time you get to Kohl's and back home, I'm still walking to the UPS
that's,
access point.
You know where that was? Is where in that day we went to get Starbucks before we went to go podcast. It's in that same shopping center.
Oh, exactly. So yes, like you can go there and then you can come back home and I'll still be walking.
Right, wow, that's annoying.
And then I have to walk back.
No.
It's an fuck exercise.
Off. Fuck off. No, I did enough in Boston to last me the whole rest of the fucking year. Anyway, speaking of which, tell me and everybody in the world how your week was.
My week was great. I'm trying to think. I went with my sister-in-law. She said yes to her dress.
Love that for her.
So fun. I loved it. It was such like an intimate and fun experience with her. I love my sister-in-law. Like part of the reason I married Thomas was to become her sister. Like, let's be honest. So me and her, like, she's literally like the little sister I've always wanted. So it was me and her. We went to Kleinfeld. She looks drop dead. I mean, she's gorgeous. So she looked stunning in every fucking dress. I told her she should be like a bridal model, but like her dress is just so perfect. It's so her. It fits the vibe of the wedding. Like everything just came together and it was just such like a special moment. So that was definitely the highlight of my week. And then I also started getting Christmas cards in the mail and I just want to shout out. I got our cousin Christina and Anthony's Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy and Anthony, if you're listening, can I just shout you out because like you guys are so freaking good. They're always the first Christmas card I get. And I feel like it kicks off my holiday season. And I just like love that they're so fucking on time with everything. So yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, I got theirs was the first one I got too. Now you're saying that.
Every single year, I'm just like, yo, Chrissy's like so good. Like that's a talent to like be like so on point with like sending it out that she's like the first one. And it always like kicks off that like holiday season. So, and then I started like getting other ones in the mail and it's like Christmas season is in full gear. And I was telling Essie that I have two more gifts to shop for and then I'm done. And then do you want to share with the chatters what you shared with me? Because I thought I was way ahead of the game.
You're such an asshole. I can't believe you're going to put me under the spot like that. Whatever, Laura. I already wrapped my Christmas gifts.
Not only wrapped them, she put them under the tray.
Yes.
Which, is also another talent. I said, I was like, Ed, like, you're incredible. Like, that's amazing.
The nicest thing you've said to me all week. I stand by that. No, number one, I'm very proud of you. Like you're way ahead of the game. Usually this bitch is going on Christmas Eve shopping, like
literally
dodging people, bikes, cars, penguins, pigeons,
and birds, penguins.
And penguins, everything in the streets of the city. And this bitch has only got two more people to get. Like, I love that for you. I have a couple more people to get, but the thing is that I, as we discussed here, I already had purchased these gifts. So like they were just lingering in my house. And now that I'm fully decorated here at the Pellegrino residence, it's not fulfilled unless there's presents under the tree. So I had wrapped and now they're there.
I love that. No, it's Christmas season is on. Oh, and they lit up the Rockefeller Christmas tree and I watched the entire Christmas tree lighting And it was the most magical show that I've ever watched. Kelly Clarkson was hosting, and she needs to host every year. Like, she was so good. She put everyone in the Christmas spirit. There was Catherine McPhee. She was amazing. Cher was there. She was amazing. Like, all the guest performers were incredible. The Rockettes were amazing. The tree was gorgeous. I don't know. I'm just very into the Christmas spirit this year.
Wait, Cher performed again?
Yes.
Was it the same song as the one on Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was the same song.
Did she favor the one dancer?
No. So now she had like four backup dancers and they were all girls.
Yeah, that's how it was over there too. And she just like wanted, she was like,
she just wanted one. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like loving on one and the other ones didn't exist. Stupid bitch.
No, Cher looked again. She looked fucking incredible.
Did she fuck up?
No. I mean, I could tell she was like lip syncing. Yeah. But I mean, she's Cher. But Catherine McPhee was. And so Essie texted me on the day. Well, was it the day of the parade?
Yeah, we were talking about the parade. Yes, we talk all the time, Laura.
I know. I was like, which parade was this? So Essie texted me. She goes, I get Catherine McPhee and David Foster. And now I get what you got.
Right? They are such a vibe.
They're a vibe because you know what? Like, he plays the piano, she sings, and they have this like synergy with each other.
Yep.
And like, they are a fucking vibe. So I was telling my sister, I was like, oh my God, I got what Essie got. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh.
No, like, I think when they first, didn't she come out on American Idol?
I want to say yes.
I could be making that up, but for some reason.
No, I think you're correct.
So anyway, and then fast forward, like when she started dating him, I was not here for it. I was like so anti it.
Same.
And like then it was like they lingered and became very successful. And then they did some shit on Broadway, right?
She was on Broadway, yes.
Yeah, something like that. And like it was just the stories and like that I hear, like he was always showing up and like supporting her. But I just didn't understand. I was like, oh, look, this motherfucker, like he's just going to fall over one day and he's going to get all her, like she's going to get all his money. Like I just thought the worst because I was not being like nice at all. But now like older me and like seeing them in their like love story, I make sense. And I wish I understood then what I understand now, but I just love them together. They're such a vibe. They're so cute.
They match.
Yes. Oh my God. I never thought I see like understand until Thanksgiving Day. I understand. Yeah.
So like I got it. I was like, you know what? They are a vibe. Like mm-hmm. I approve.
Yeah, same. Cute couple.
Yeah. How about you? How was your week?
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Like hormonally a week.
Literally.
Yeah. Just, and not in like a bad way. It's just like a lot of things, you know, I'm just going to go on a tangent for 2.5 seconds. I'm getting angry again. And in this regards, like, it's just like a lot of things make sense, you know? And I just feel as though that when the truth always comes out, right?
Yes.
So, especially when someone has receipts, someone has phone logs or voicemails, you know?
AKA
so
I just, you.
Yeah. And, like, I just feel as though, like, let me just leave it here. The truth always comes out. So, I am just very, very hormonal. And, like, I am not the one to fuck with this past week. But, you know, it's Monday. It's a new week. I'm looking onto a newer and better horizon of this week. It just between my shoulder really pissing me off and like basketball didn't go so well. And just people just really testing me. I'm looking to a better week this week.
Good. Namaste.
Yeah, I have to be in my Zen era.
Namaste. You know, like, I like think about this all the time. Like, obviously, like me and you, like we do work on ourselves and whatever, but there's always like that petty bitch that like lives inside. I don't know about you, but like I can speak for me. Like, there's that petty bitch and she's there and I don't think she'll ever fucking die.
No.
And it's like there are times like either hormones or people just test you and you're like, all right, you don't want to fuck with me. Like, the petty bitch is there and like, it's almost like she just lingers and she's like, I'm here if you need me. And it's very interesting to observe the petty bitch.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you saying that, but you could speak for both of us. It's so true. Like, you know, I feel as though I've been really silent about a lot of things. And as you know, I mean, you know everything, but like I really have been silent about a lot of fucking things, and I've removed myself from a lot of people and situations and environments, especially in the last year. And it's like, you know, for anyone who gives a fuck will understand, like know why I've done that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and like tell you guys, like, it's no one's, you know, not that it's no one's business, but it's like, I'm not going to waste our time on LBC to talk about it, but like, there's a reason behind it. Right. So like, it's just like the made up stories or the, what's the word I'm trying to look for, Laura, if you could help me out here.
Like the projection.
Yes. Like that, you know, it's really sad. Like it really is, because like, again, like I have receipts. I have all these things. It's just like, yeah, can I put it on my socials? Yeah. Can I put it on family group texts? Yeah. Can I put it on friendship group texts? Yeah. Can I forward voicemails? Absolutely. Can I put it on our business page of LBC so everybody in the fucking world that we're literally global can see? Absolutely. But I'm like Laura says, like my petty, like you're really like some of these people are really like testing me, you know? And it's just like, motherfucker, you really don't want to poke at this beast because like it's not cute. Like it's not cute.
Yeah. I like wonder, and like then I like think about it. I was like, okay, well, this is why I am therapy. Cause I am in therapy because I know this side of myself is very much alive in me. And like I don't want to like live life from this space. Right. But like the bitch is still there. Oh, and yeah. And it's very interesting. And then, like, I think, I mean, this is a whole episode in itself, but, like, but, yeah, we won't get into it. But, yeah, it's very interesting what hormones does and, like, how people can just, like, really fucking test you sometimes. And you're like, don't come at me, bro.
For real. Like, it's wild to me that, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just it's wild to me that people, like, seem to forget things that they've said and done and showed and all these beautiful things, like, you know, it's like I've said this to Laura like a handful of times, and my really really good friends too. I'm just like, am I living in the twilight zone? Like, I think too, Laura, how many times I said to you, like, do these people think I'm that fucking stupid? Just because I'm silent doesn't mean like I'm allowing you to, like, right. You know,
right.
Convolute like this big fucking story. I'm silent because I could give two flying fucks about you. So therefore, that's why I'm removing myself. Like, I you know what I mean? But like, keep poking at me. Like, eventually, I'll play that game, but I'm not there. I'm not there yet. But I'm encouraging you to do it, because if you really want the truth to come out, it'll come out.
Yeah, like, oh, I understand that, like, so deeply. And then I'm like, okay, like, namaste. Like, there's – and then one – sometimes I think, like, okay, maybe one day I question, like – I also keep receipts, right? But I question, like, why do I keep it? Because I – like, is it, like, a protection mechanism? Because, like, one day I'm going to, like, need to, like, use it against people. I call it – actually, I take after my mother in this. I call it wild cards. Like, I'll keep these fucking wild cards in me, right? For that one day, someday, if you really fuck with me, like, I have this and I will just drop it, like, mic drop, walk away. And then I'm like, is that like a protection mechanism that I have? I don't know. I need to talk about with Octavia, my new therapist.
I don't think, no, I disagree. I don't think it's, what did you just call
like
it?
Like a protection.
No, mechanism. I don't think so.
Like, I'm trying to keep myself safe from
no,
you.
No, I think about it. It's in our hands, so therefore it's our property. I'm being dead ass. Like,
yeah.
It's in our hands, it's our property, right? Like, these are words that were said via text and voicemails, and, you know, I have pictures, you know, and there's pictures too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're all here. Like, and maybe, you know, just because you delete a thread on that, on the other person's, that doesn't mean I delete it on my end. You know what I mean? Like, so right. Therefore it's, and it's in the iCloud. So if, and God forbid one day someone dead ass, and God forbid what?
You're right. It's in the iCloud.
So therefore, God forbid you or I get hacked. I'm using air quotes. That's the whole world to see. But like,
God forbid.
You know what I mean? So no, I don't think it's that in that. I think it's like you said it. I'm just revealing it.
I don't know. I don't know what it is for me. It's definitely a learned behavior from my mother. Mm. It's definitely, I take after her so bad in this where it's not bad. Like, so I'm so like her in this where it's like, I'm very patient. Like, I'm very patient. I will keep the peace as much as I can. But then one day, if something fucking triggers me, like, that's it. Like, it's the end. And, like, it's just very interesting for me to observe. And it's just like, huh, okay. Like, yeah, but you're right. It is our property. And it's stuff that is said. And you know what? I also think that sometimes I keep the receipts to remind myself why I create boundaries.
Yes, you've said that to me before.
Yes.
And ever since you said that to me is when I started to let that really sink in for myself. And that's where my distancing start, because I'm just like, I can't believe I used to respond to such stupidity. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I can't believe I used to engage in such, like, oh God,
pettiness.
Yeah, yeah, for okay, lack of a better word. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. I was gonna say something really fucked up. Yeah, you know, and now I just like silence. I rather not say a fucking word. It's not worth it.
It's not worth the energy. No. It's just, distance is sometimes like the best energy saver.
Yeah, it's a healthy boundary, and I've learned that in therapy, and now I'm just literally I had to like cement these walls down, because it's just so much better. It's literally so much better. Like, I'm good. Bye.
Cement these walls. This bitch is not playing.
No, I'm good. Like, I'm, no, it's just, and again, it's extra heightened this week, you guys. As you can tell, I've been on the not on a good note, only because of being super hormonal. So Laura had hers, then it lingered onto me. Hopefully next week I will be this way. It's just like, it's dumb. It's so dumb. But like, I just got tested this week, and it was just like, again. But I rose above and just remained silent. It's so funny to me to see how people react when you don't engage. Like, holy shit, it's funny as fuck.
It's the best, because then they're just left with themselves. And they have to like deal with it.
100%, but yeah. A lot of people can't look at themselves in the mirror, so that's why they project.
Yeah, amen. Very true.
Anyway,
total half hour tangent.
It's okay. That's what we do here in LBC. And two side tangent. I just want to like truly, truly, truly thank our chatters for just coming on this lovely ride with us. I know we've been a little unhinged lately and not, you know, we've been all over the place. We were out of the state and then we came back and then we did a mini or whatever. So we haven't really been so consistent, but we do definitely appreciate you guys still tuning in, listening, feedback, all that shit, and just still like taking us in our high highs and our low lows. And from the bottom of our hearts, we really do appreciate that. So thank you.
Yes, very well said.
Anyway,
let's get into hot topics.
Let's do it. Oh, yes.
Let's do it. So you take the first one, because I was like shocked when you told me this.
Yeah. So it has come to our attention that, our least favorite cast member, ex-cast member of Vanderpump Rules, Raquel, Rachel, what, I don't know what to call her.
Let's call her Raquel.
Okay. Raquel has announced with iHeartRadio that she's coming out with a podcast that's going to come out on January 8th called Rachel Goes Rogue.
Oh, so it is Rachel.
Well, I didn't know. You told me to say that, so that's what I did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going to say, it's really Rachel Goes Rogue, but we're calling her Raquel. So apparently it's a tell-all. It's not only her side of what happened on Scandoval, but like the stuff behind Vanderpump. So I have a question for you, Laura. Like, with NDAs and shit, like, she's obviously not on it anymore, but like, Can she now legally say, like, I don't know, like producer edits, stuff like that? Like, can she legally do that now because she's not on the show?
It depends on her contract. Sometimes it's like they have like a time limit on it. I mean, it's been, which makes sense because I feel like it's kind of been a year. So maybe there's like a year time limit within the NDA of which she can't really speak on it. So that would make sense. But like, you know, me and Essie were discussing this before the podcast and like Essie brought up a great point. Like, who's going to go on this podcast?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, obviously, let's be honest. I think her first guest is probably going to be Bethany. I mean, hello.
True. BFF.
Yeah. And but I don't know.
Other than that.
Yeah. I don't know who Bethany is bringing to the table with her, but like, I can't picture anyone on Vanderpump coming on there. And nor do, that's what I guess my next question too for you, Lord, like, if you have all the answers, is that like, from Vanderpump, can they legally go on this?
That's a great question. That I don't know. But I'm sure like if they were to go on it, like they would be paid a hefty sum.
Oh, so, like, I for sure. For this too. Like, I'm wondering how much iHeart is fucking paying her to do this.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see because, okay, right now she's obviously still involved in this whole scandal. But, like, once she tells all about the scandal, what is going to be the premise of the podcast? Like, is it a limited series podcast? Like, what is she going to talk about? You know?
That's a great question. It kind of gives me, what's her name? Meghan Markle. And what's his name?
Oh, Harry.
Right. That when they signed that stupid $1 million contract with, I think it was Spotify, was it Spotify, for like 4 episodes or 8 episodes, and that was it.
Yeah, which was a smart move. They capitalized, like, in hindsight, like, they capitalized on what was going on, and it was a limited series because they knew after that, like, what were they going to talk about, you know? I mean they're a little different. I'm sure they could have brought like people on. But like with Raquel or Rachel, I don't see it going past a limited series type thing.
No, I agree. I didn't think about it like that. But now that you brought that up, that makes total sense. I agree. Like, what else if she goes rogue? Like, what are you going rogue about?
Exactly. Like unless she or this could be it too. So she can bring on like Bravo celebrities that have gone off the shows. And like come on to talk shit about the shows and the people on the show. She can take that route.
Yeah, but you think like
Lisa Rinna, you know, Bethany. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree. Like, I could see Bethany, but I can't personally, I don't know. I can't picture previous Bravo celebrities standing with Raquel in that. Like, you know, like your reputation, your brand, like, I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see how this goes.
Yeah. So it might work because people might be interested.
I guess. I mean, if Sandoval could get a podcast, anyone could get a fucking podcast.
This is very true. But January 8th. So now she's coming on to Monday podcasts.
Yes. I mean,
listen, if she wants to be a guest on LBC, please come on.
Will you listen to her?
Maybe for like a few. I just want to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested. I am very interested in hearing her sides of the story because there's always like different sides, right? Like, we can't fully understand the situation until we know everyone.
You're right.
But anyway, moving on. Twilight actor Rob Pattinson and girlfriend Suki Waterhouse are expecting their first baby. And they're so in love and they're so excited. And I'm really excited for this couple because, like, he was, like, on and off in his, like, old relationships. And you could tell, like, he was really looking for love. And I think he's really found it here. And both of them are very, very excited about being first-time parents together.
Suki, what? Did she used to date Kanye?
That I don't know.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Did she date Kanye?
Did Suki? I don't. I could be making that up. I don't
have to Google it.
No, I could be making that up. Sorry.
I don't know. Well, speaking of dating, do you want to take this? Because you love her. And actually, and you love him.
I do. I love him only because he's on an amazing show that Laura, you guys, in 2023 has still not watched. Like, Laura, I don't understand.
I still have not watched it. Not even not one episode.
I don't know how I, anyway, only talking about one of the best shows in the fucking world, Shameless. So we're talking about, on the show, he was named Lip, but we're talking about Jeremy Allen White. He is dating the one, the only, Rosalia. I love her. She's a phenomenal singer. She's just a great, great, I've always been a fan of her music. So it's official. They're dating.
I'm excited. I, of course, didn't know who he was. SC had to school me. He looked familiar, but I definitely know who Rosalia was. Her voice, you guys, out of this world.
So, yeah. So after Shameless, he landed an amazing show called Bear. So fucking good. He's like a chef on the show. It's a really, really good. It's like second season. I think it got picked up for season 3. Don't quote me on it. Amazing show. Only problem here is that he's recently divorced. So I don't know if this is like good news or bad news.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was dating her while he was married. So, but to each its own. Who am I to judge?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this goes. I will say, like, when I look at them, I don't like see them as a couple. Like, they have just like very different aesthetic. But I mean, I love it. I want to see like where this goes.
Yeah.
And last but not least, 'tis the season for Home Alone, and the star of Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I mean, it only took him like 30 something years.
It's been a minute.
But congratulations to him.
Yeah, he showed up with his whole fam, and then his mom from Home Alone, I think her name's like Catherine O'Hara, like she was there also to celebrate him.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it was like kind of like a reunion between the two of them. And he looked really good, and his baby was there, and very, very, very cute.
Oh, good.
Yes. So you guys, for this week, I wanted to surprise Esty because she had asked me early in the week about our Spotify wrap-up for the year.
Oh my God.
When you asked me, it actually wasn't out yet. So I didn't lie to you. But it did come out. I just didn't tell you because I wanted to bring it up on the podcast.
No way.
Yeah, and it's so fun again. Like, I fucking love it.
Okay, this is such a beautiful surprise.
Okay, so let's see, where do I start? Okay, so let's start from our number one episode of the year. Okay, do you remember? So our number one episode of the year was episode 163. So it was about 20 episodes ago.
Right.
And it was called The Soulless and the Narcissist.
Wow.
When I read this, I'm like, what the fuck were we talking about? But of course, that would be our number one episode of the year.
I just love our chatter so much.
I love them. So episode 163 was our top episode of the year. It was streamed 114% more than our average episode.
Oh my God.
So people really fucking loved that episode.
Wow.
Yeah, we're at 6,700 listeners.
Okay, thank you.
34% of our listeners it says 34% of your listeners discovered you in 2023.
Oh, wow. So that's a really good percentage. I like that. We have a lot of new people.
Isn't that wild?
Okay, welcome everybody.
Welcome. Our podcast was streamed in 3 different countries.
Oh my God. Wait, is it
they don't tell us which countries this year.
Oh, that's about to say. I wonder if it's the same as we knew last year.
They don't. Yeah, it was a little different this year. I feel like last year's statistics were like better. Like they went more in detail last year. Okay. But it's okay, Spotify. Our listeners, and they told us a little bit more about our listeners. Our listeners' top music genres, so the top music that they listen to are pop, contemporary, country, and rock.
What?
That's what they said. Our listeners are listening to pop, contemporary country, and rock.
Okay, so the pop is our Gen Zers.
Yes. Contemporary country are probably like millennials.
Okay. Yeah, that's and all then, Morgan, my all my Morgan people. And
exactly.
Luke Holmes, I love you all. Okay.
And rock.
I don't know who they are.
I don't even know what rock is.
Yeah,
like what is considered? Like, is like MGK considered rock?
Oh, I don't know.
Like Travis Barker?
No. Oh, that might be. Yeah, might be.
Or like Guns N' Roses. Like, I don't know. Guys, don't come at me because I don't fucking know.
Did you just say Guns N' Roses in 20? Okay, wow. All right. I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, I love all shapes and sizes and all colors of the rainbow. So I love that for us.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, so our podcast was shared all over, but the most common way that it was shared, which I don't know what this means, it says 94% of our podcast was shared through direct link.
Direct link?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess it means like people are sending the podcast to each other directly.
Wow.
Yeah, and 6% was through Instagram.
What the actual fuck is that? Like,
I don't know what it means. Like, I don't know what any of this means. Or maybe, like, I need to, like, look into it. But I'm like, okay, this is an interesting statistic.
So, as you guys know, I post we both post on our Instagram. And I'm just going to say, Laura, I do the Facebook. But anyway, so with Instagram, we have a link in our bio. So say if you're on Instagram, all you have to do is click on the link in our bio, and then it streams to the episode of the week. So I'm wondering if that's for the new chatters, and that's how they listen to it.
Oh, I don't know.
That's the only thing I thought of when you said that.
Yeah, possible.
I don't know. I can make that up.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Oh. Okay. And then you're direct. So then like people are sharing our.
Yeah. It says direct link. Or that could mean like they're going straight into Spotify and clicking on it.
Yeah. Okay.
So 94% of you guys are going to Spotify and clicking on our link. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our podcast rating was 5.0. Thank you for rating, reviewing, subscribing.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I thought the highest you could do is 5.
Yeah, 5.0. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. Oh my God. I thought you said 5.5.
Oh yeah. Sure. 5.5.
Oh my God. Thank you guys. I love that for us.
We have a rating of 5, which is exciting.
Oh my goodness.
Our top fans, so I guess I don't know what that means. Our top fans listen to us 3.5 times more than they do to other podcasts.
Okay. Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm here for it.
Yes.
We created 2,100 minutes of podcasts this year.
Shit, Laura.
2,100 minutes. How much is that?
Oh even? My God. If they only knew before the episode.
We created 1 million minutes of podcasts. Oh
my God. Wow.
Our top country of listeners is the United States.
Oh, okay. Well, we kind of knew that.
Yeah. And this was my favorite statistic of all is 100% of our listeners are returning listeners.
I love our chatters.
Chatters, that is our 2023 LBC wrapped up. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, it's insane. When I saw this, I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to share this on the podcast.
Okay, number one, I have chills.
How good is it?
Number two, I swear on everything that I love. I'll swear on my brother and every, like, are my little like spiel before. I know nothing about what she just told us. Like, I swear there's not correlated. That was not to like fluff you guys
up. She didn't. She had no clue.
I was going into this episode for the meet blindly because Laura said she was taking this on this week. So like, I have like the biggest smile on my face. Like, I love doing this with you, Laura. I love engaging with our chatters. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, thank you so much. Like, that really, really, I'm just really happy. I don't know. I'm getting very emotional. Like, that's so sweet. Like,
thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back every week. Thank you for direct linking us. Like, I mean, this is just so fun to show up every week and just chat away and to know that, like, we're, you know, actually there are people on the other end listening is still so wild and so cool.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, chatters. Like, there's not enough thank yous.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I just got very emotional. But like, for real, like, that's just, that makes me so happy. And like, it's why we continue to do this. We come back every week. We may not always sound great and show up to the best of our abilities, but we do show up and do this. And like, oh wow, I'm like so overwhelmed. Like, that's it, but all good things, I promise. Like, that was really amazing. Oh my gosh, and especially to the returning ones and like the ratings of 5.0, that's great. Like, hello, like that's just amazing. A testament to you and I, Laura. So kudos to us.
I agree. I love it. And if you guys haven't listened to our top episode this year, go back and listen. 163, The Soulless and the Narcissist.
I'm going to, after we get off, I got to go re-listen to that. I really don't remember that shit.
I think I have like an idea.
I wonder who the fuck that was about.
Like, who, like, what are...
We must have been on one that day.
I think so. I mean, for that title to come through us, I think so.
And by us, she means her. Like, she comes up.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Wow. I already have the title for this week. But yeah, I think, like, I mean, this week I'm grateful for all the chatters for 2023, for UF, for showing up like every single week with me during this hour, all the hours before, all the hours after. for our endless chats. I mean, it's been such a great fucking year, and like, I cannot wait for 2024.
Yes, I'm grateful for all the above, what Laura said.
She really didn't know.
I swear to God, I had no idea. That was really sweet. And thank you, Laura, for doing that. That was really sweet. Such a nice way to end the episode. This one, I was literally, and before here, I was telling Laura, I'm like, Laura, we're almost at like 200 episodes. Like, that's wild. 4 years, 200 episodes. Like, is that four seasons?
We always have this conversation. We're gonna be four. This is our third season.
If we always have this I can't remember. But anyway, what Laura said, I thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I love doing this. I love sharing everything with you guys. And I just have a really, really, really good feeling about 2024. So I can't wait to share with you guys. I know we've been like teasing it, but I promise you, once these, I'm just going to say, contracts are locked, you guys will be the first ones to know about it. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And Essie, do you want to tell our chatters where they can find us?
Yes, please continue with those rating, reviews, and subscribing, because it's clearly doing something. But as always, you can find us on iTunes and our favorite place ever, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Head over to Instagram at Lunchbox Chats, where you can always click on that link in our bio. I'm going to add that now. And our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Chats. See you guys next week.
Bye.